We promised you an update on the question we asked around the abortion debate yesterday. What should doctors and nurses do if they know a woman has taken an abortion pill bought online? Should they report her? Hand her over to the police and the courts? This abortion debate has been raging all week, hasn't it? After a woman received a suspended jail sentence for buying drugs online to terminate her pregnancy. The disclosure question for the health service came up on the programme yesterday. It wasn't clear to us what the newly issued health service guidelines on abortion were saying. So we promised we would go to the Department of Health, which we did, with a very specific question. We said, can the department confirm if they advise health service professionals to report to the police women who have confirmed use of abortion pills? In reply, here's what the department said. It said, it's important that any woman who feels she needs medical treatment is not deterred from seeking it. Women who are in need of medical assistance should always seek advice. And so it goes on and on and on. And then the actual answer to our question. All health professionals have a legal and professional obligation to practice within the law and have an obligation to report activity they know to be unlawful. Breda Hughes is from the Royal College of Midwives. Morning to you, Breda.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. So the Department of Health clarifying that for us yesterday. So here's the bottom line. Look at that. Have an obligation to report activity they know to be unlawful.
And I think that's the crux of it, that they know to be unlawful. The American Army used to have this saying, don't ask, don't tell. And I think that's exactly the same principle that's going to have to be adopted here. It's not very satisfactory. The alternative is to stick your two fingers in your ears, sing very loudly, la, 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 take your fingers out of your ears and look at the woman and say, you're telling me you have been pregnant and you are no longer pregnant and you're bleeding. Now, how can I help you?
Yeah,
that's not very satisfactory, Stephen, because any relationship between any healthcare professional and the people that they are caring for is built on mutual trust. And if that trust isn't able to be established from the word go, where you are requiring the woman to lie to you by omission almost, don't tell me what you've done, because you will then put me in a position where I have to do something about it. That's not a good start to that relationship.
I'm looking elsewhere, what the Department of Health has said to us yesterday in this statement. They say, unless the woman herself provides the information, a health professional is unlikely to be able to tell whether a miscarriage has occurred naturally or has been caused by these drugs.
That's absolutely right. That's where the don't ask, I won't ask you, and you won't tell me. And we'll go from there. That's not a good start to a very intimate relationship
but
healthcare professionals have with the women that they're caring for.
But surely what you want, I'm presuming this as a, you know, rather as a presenter, as a citizen, what you want to do when you get into any hospital is give doctors and nurses as much information as possible about your condition. You don't want to be sitting thinking legalese, do you, if you're sick?
And unfortunately, in this particular case, and I have to say that as a medical professional taking care of you, every professional would like to have that information as well. But that puts both of you then in an untenable position, because the law, the Serious Crime Act, is quite clear that you must report any crime which attaches to it more than a 5-year prison sentence, or you yourself face criminal proceedings. It's like somebody coming into casualty and they have been shot. You have to report that. It's in that sort of arena. But it's wider than just nurses and midwives working in hospitals. If you're a school nurse, for example, and you're in doing vaccinations and somebody comes flying through the door and says, nurse, nurse, quick, quick, my friend is bleeding to death in the toilet. She bought these tablets on the internet and I told her not to do it, but she did, and now she's bleeding to death. Now, that isn't even the woman herself giving that information. That's somebody else giving the information. And once you know it, you can't unknow it. You can't not know it. It is a very difficult circle to square, and the guidance doesn't help.
You know it, you've got to pick up the phone to the police.
Well, exactly. And the guidance doesn't give an algorithm or a format for following this through. So it talks about the need to provide professional care and treatment to the woman, and that obviously is everybody's first priority. And despite all of the risk of prosecution, I would appeal now to any woman or girl who feels herself in the need of a medical attention, no matter what she's done, please go and seek that help, from the most relevant person, whether it's your GP or an emergency department or a maternity admissions unit, please go and get that help. And if you can remember not to say anything when you get there, that would be even more helpful. But it's not satisfactory, Stephen. And that relationship should be built on mutual trust. And any healthcare professional should be able to get a full history, including any medication that the woman may have taken.
So what is...
Without any fear for either of the two parties.
Breda, let me cut to the chase here. What is the advice from the Royal College of Midwives if someone has taken these tablets? Do you think, does the Royal College of Midwives think that they should disclose that to a doctor or not?
No.
So don't tell.
It is don't tell. At this moment in time, it is don't tell. Until we can find a way around this requirement to report, I would advise women to seek the help that they need. And the guidance is right in terms of it is almost impossible to distinguish between a miscarriage that is a spontaneous miscarriage and a miscarriage that is an induced miscarriage.
Well, let me look at a possible problem as to what you've just said. Because the Department of Health themselves say that look, these pills, we don't know the origin of some of these pills, do we? Especially if people are ordering them from the internet. We simply don't know what's in them. Some of them might not be safe. Some of them may be. Who knows? If you're ordering anything off the internet, we all know that. So for the Royal College of Midwives this morning, through you, to say, look, don't tell a doctor you've taken those pills, surely that information could be vital in a hypothetical situation where someone has ordered pills off the internet.
And they're taking something that's completely unrelated to their condition. But I couldn't agree more, Stephen.
But you're telling people not to tell the doctor they've taken them.
The difficulty is, as soon as they say that they have taken these pills, they will get the care and the treatment that they need, but another process will then kick in because the healthcare professional, and it doesn't matter who it is, whether it's a doctor, a midwife, a nurse, will be obliged to report it because abortion is still a criminal act with a very high sentence attached to it potentially in the UK. And I have to say that this particular provision about women taking pills on the net doesn't just apply in Northern Ireland. This also applies to women elsewhere in the UK, where it is also a growing problem because despite the access, much easier access to free abortion services in the UK, some women, for their own reasons, choose not to access those services and will be buying pills from the internet and procuring their own abortion in England, Scotland and Wales. They equally are subject to this requirement where they it's a criminal act and those particular...
Well, no, I don't understand. I didn't think it was illegal to take these pills across the water. Are you saying it is?
It absolutely is, yes. The 1967 Act doesn't legalise abortion in GB. It provides the medical staff with a defence against prosecution, but it sets out very clearly the circumstances in which abortion is lawful in England. It must be in a designated clinic or hospital, must be seen by two doctors. There are, you know, there are very clear legal requirements to be met. If you don't meet those legal requirements, if you take yourself outside of that framework for example, getting pills from the internet, then you're liable to be prosecuted in GB as well.
Well, that's really interesting, actually. All the territory around this, and it's a very emotional subject. We've concentrated on it all week, rightly so in my view, because, my goodness, what does someone do?
Well, the Royal College of Midwives nationally has called for the decriminalisation of abortion for that very simple reason. If a woman is afraid to present herself for medical help, and because she's afraid of the consequences, because she's afraid that she might be prosecuted, we are petrified that we will then begin to see a rise in the number of women who are dying from hemorrhage or because the miscarriage hasn't been a complete miscarriage. There's a little bit of something left behind and it becomes infected and the woman can potentially die from sepsis. This is an issue right across the world, especially in third world countries. And where women are Central America, for example, women are afraid to go to the doctor with a spontaneous miscarriage in case they are reported to the police.
I'm reading some of these Department of Health guidelines. Paragraph 6.4, as in any other area of clinical practice, health and social care professionals will need to balance the interests of their patient against the public interest in reporting certain information to the police.
And that itself is at odds with the requirement to report.
Well, precisely.
I mean, it's not for a midwife in an admissions unit to make that balance. But, you know, it's not for her to
decide. How on earth does a midwife...
public interest to report this.
How does a midwife determine what... You know, what I would say to the Department of Health this morning, in their guidelines that they have drawn up, how about them trying to balance the interests and give some direction? How about the Health Minister, Simon Hamilton? Well, like, how would he balance the interests of the patient against the public interest in reporting certain information to the police?
And you have about 3 seconds.
What on earth does that mean? What does that mean? How do you balance it? Well, is it a point system? Like, what do you do?
And you need to know what the law is. You need to be able to determine what the public interest is. This is the one area of these guidelines. We very generally welcome these guidelines. They are a very clear exposition of the law, and by and large, they will work very well for nurses, midwives and doctors out there at the coalface. But this whole issue of women taking abortifacients that they have bought on the web is still an absolute minefield. Now, the Chief Medical Officer has called a working group together to have a look at how now that we've got the guidelines, how do we use them in practice, if you like. So that will give us all an opportunity to sit around a table and give some collective thought as to how do we square that circle.
Has that working group been formed yet?
It's in the process of being pulled together.
Right.
But it's one of those areas where we are going to have, as a group of professionals, to thrash this one out. But in the meantime, it would appear that the department is saying, if you read between the lines and all of this, don't ask. As the professional looking after the woman, don't ask. As the woman who's presenting for treatment, don't tell.
What a dilemma presented to medical staff, some of whom, the vast majority of whom, will not have legal understanding of this. It's not what they do. An absolute dilemma presented to a medical person coming into work, trying to do their best, and they're now told by the Department of Health and their guidelines that they need to balance the interests of their patient against the public interest in reporting certain information to the police. As a member of public listening to this morning, how would you balance that? Here's the number, 0330 80 55 55. Then, to be fair to the department, they have to operate within the law as it stands here. In Northern Ireland, terminating a pregnancy through online drugs is illegal, and we know that this week's court verdict establishes that. Dawn McAvoy is from the Evangelical Alliance. Morning to you, Dawn.
Good morning, Stephen.
What's your reaction so far?
Well, I've been listening to what Breda's saying with great interest. As Breda was saying, we also welcome the publication of the guidelines. We've been asking for them for a period of time. You know that we defend the law as it stands, which protects the lives of both women and unborn baby, and recognises the inherent humanity, dignity, value and worth of both. The guidelines are now published. It's up to the medical professionals and the professional bodies to figure out and take legal advice and work within the law, as the Department of Health has said. And it's interesting to hear Breda speaking. And as a midwife, she has admitted that the Royal College of Midwives, and she herself thinks that the answer to the issue is decriminalisation, which actually then makes the pregnancy the issue. And we would say the pregnancy isn't the problem. The external circumstances that are driving women to think that abortion is their only choice, that's the problem. Those external circumstances are the problem.
But are you happy
abortion
with...
abortion is never the answer.
But are you happy with... is it ambiguity in these guidelines or not? You know, I read one paragraph which says that healthcare professionals need to balance the interests of their patient against the public interest in reporting certain information to the police. So there's clearly an inference in that, that in some circumstances the police will not be told. And then the statement from the Department of Health to this programme, to the Nolan Show, which says that all health professionals have an obligation to report activity they know to be unlawful. So absolutely no mention yesterday in this statement from the Department of Health saying that any balance needs to be drawn up between in terms of the interests of their patient against the public interest in reporting to the police. So which does a nurse, which does a midwife now follow? Do they report absolutely everything that they know to be unlawful, as directed by the Department of Health yesterday in this statement? Or do they read the guidelines? Which do they do?
Well, I think we all know, we have friends and family members who are medical professionals. We understand that those individuals go into that profession because they want to care for people in medical need. So the first port of call, and the guidelines repeat that, the first port of call is treating the woman in front of them. Beyond that, as Breda herself said, they report if they know something to be unlawful. We all live within the law. We all, in one sense, are criminalised every day if we step outside of any number of...
It's not what the guidelines say.
What?
The guidelines, if that were the case, then they wouldn't have put into this guideline that the health professional needs to balance the interests of their patient against. The key word in these guidelines, and so far as what we're talking about today, is against. Like, so they're not saying report all cases where the law's been broken. They are saying that in the statement today. The guidelines don't say that. They say that a health professional has to weigh up reporting it to the police against the interests, balance it against the interests of their patient.
Stephen,
so what's that all about?
Can I point out also that, and sorry for cutting across you, Dawn, but there is actually another section of the guidance where this need to balance comes in. It says professionals must balance the need for confidentiality of patients with the obligation to report unlawful termination of pregnancy.
Yes, I was actually going to say that nobody has mentioned confidentiality, and that's...
But you would need a lawyer to unpick this.
And confidentiality. So the really important thing here is not to be scaremongering. When women have taken these online pills, which can be dangerous, and that was reported last night on the news, they shouldn't be taking them. And we have expressed a concern that over the last few days, there have been a number of individuals seemingly openly encouraging the taking and accessing these online pills online and then taking them. And we would say, and as a medical professional said last night, don't do that. That's dangerous. But if someone has, we would encourage them to seek help. The medical professional, that's their job.
But the Royal College of Midwives is now telling them, through this programme this morning, for goodness sake, do not tell a doctor that you've taken them.
So don't scaremonger. Get help. If a medical professional knows that something has happened that has been unlawful, then yes, public good comes in. Public good is the protection of life. These websites that are encouraging women to take these online pills, that is against the public good.
Okay.
Individuals have been speaking out, encouraging women to take these pills. That's against the public good. The medical professionals need to treat the women who are in need. And ultimately, the problem here is treating abortion as the solution to the women in need.
Let's say we're thinking at home already this morning. Liam in Drapers Town, 030-30-80-55-55. Morning, Liam.
Hello, Stephen. Is Breda there?
Well, of course she's here.
Yes, I'm here on the line.
Hello, Breda. If you're telling somebody that has taken an illegal drug to keep quiet, more or less, are you not becoming an accessory to the crime?
No, only if I know that they have taken it. If they don't tell me, then I don't know.
No, but you're telling them to start with, like a paramilitary will be taught, if you get lifted by the police, don't say anything. And essentially, that is what you're saying.
No,
you're giving this advice out over the airwaves to everybody that has taken an illegal drug.
I'm saying that the relationship between any healthcare professional and patient or client is built on mutual trust.
If they can't trust me not to report them to the police, then it's entirely up to them what they tell me.
You
put out over the airwaves that more or less keep quiet. That is similar to the advice that would be given to a paramilitary.
Can I go back to the guidelines? The guidelines are quite clear that there is no requirement on any healthcare professional to ask a woman whether or not she took medication. The guidelines are quite clear.
That's not the point, though, Breda.
What they must do if a woman tells you that she has.
Yes, but Breda, that's not the point. I'm trying to think. I wonder if what you have said this morning is unprecedented insofar as I'm trying to think of any other health professional with any other illness, with any other threat to their life, to their health, that would tell the public, do not tell us about information that may be valuable to us. And I understand why you're saying it, the logic of why you're saying it. Many people would disagree. But you are stating on behalf of the Royal College of Midwives this morning that patients going into a hospital should not disclose information to medical professionals that may be valuable in the safety of their health.
I'm
trying to think of any other illness where a health professional would do that.
That if a woman presents at either an emergency department or a maternity admissions unit or anywhere else for that matter, and she is in the throes of a miscarriage or has had a miscarriage, it is just about impossible for healthcare professionals to know how that occurred. The guidance recognises this and is quite clear that if you don't ask the question, you go ahead and treat the woman to the best of your ability.
That's gone off on a tangent. When I asked you this morning, Breda, and you were quite clear, to be fair to you, when I said to you this morning, should a patient, what's your advice to a patient who they know they've taken the pills and they're going into hospital? And when I asked you, should they tell a doctor or a nurse, you were emphatic. You said, no, they should not.
No, don't tell.
Because Stephen, can I ask another question?
But if you tell us, then we must do something about it.
Stephen, can I come in here?
Yes, of course you can.
Medical professionals are often under obligation to tell the police that an illegal act has occurred. Breda is proposing here, as you've just said, that women don't give all the information that may be needed for that woman in need to be treated accurately. If Breda is unsure, if medical professionals are unsure of how to apply the law, which stands in Northern Ireland correctly, then they need to take better legal advice to figure all this out. It's quite shocking that a medical professional is here and seems to be saying that, yes, as you've just asked her, women come in, we're not going to ask them for the information that we might need to treat you. This is scaremongering.
Well, you say scaremongering. What Breda's trying to protect here, Don McAvoy. Hold on, Don. Don't keep speaking, please. What Breda is trying to protect here, obviously, is a woman who, after they're cared for in the hospital, ending up in a police custody suite.
But I think, as has been shown this week in the court case, Breda is more concerned here with an agenda of decriminalisation than with the treatment, best treatment for the woman. As was shown this week in the court case, there is discretion in law. That's not for Breda to decide what should be done with the woman further down the line and potentially what might end up being a legal case. That's for the judicial system to figure out. And discretion was shown this week. The reality was that this woman has been given a suspended prison sentence, recognising the circumstances that she was only 19.
So do you believe people should be punished, Don McAvoy? Does the Evangelical Alliance believe people who take these online pills should be punished?
We believe that abortion is illegal. We defend the law as it stands. The law is there for a reason, to protect lives. The 1861 Act, I keep hearing people talking about it being over 150 years old.
That's another question.
It's the content, not the age of the Act, that matters. It's there to protect lives. So, yes, if an offence has been taken, if an offence has been committed and a life has been taken, then the judicial system kicks in, but there's discretion there. The law sets the value, the tone of this country. Are we really advocating that in Northern Ireland in 2016 the best answer for women in their problems and their need is to take the life of their unborn child?
Well, the story has moved on this morning. What the Royal College of Midwives is advocating this morning is that women going into hospital potentially ill from having taken these pills. That's a hypothetical situation, but it could happen. The Royal College of Midwives is telling the public this morning to hide that information.
Because there's an agenda there of decriminalisation.
Dawn, can I cut across you again? I'm sorry. There's no agenda of decriminalisation. Well, we are not campaigning on this. We are saying this. Dawn, can you let me finish?
I think you need to let her speak, Dawn.
Can I say that this would bring the solution I have said right at the outset of this interview? Women who are in this position must not be deterred from seeking medical help. They must go and get medical help, and that is the absolute priority.
I'm glad you emphasised that.
Would there not, though, Breda Hughes?
I have also stated, hold on a minute, Stephen, that it is not ideal in any one way that the healthcare professionals and women should not have a relationship of absolute trust and confidence in each other. And it is not a good start to that relationship by the woman withholding information and the medical professional caring from
them.
You're
the one who's
not asking for that
information.
But that is the position we find ourselves in at the moment.
So within the guidelines, confidentiality is mentioned. Mm-hmm. And if the woman's treatment takes priority, so you'd get the information you need, you treat the women. If, in the guidelines, if then it is appropriate to report an offence, then you're obliged to do that. And
well,
then you trust
there
the
is
law.
No, there is no discretion in there. There is an obligation. It uses the word obligation. You must balance the need for confidentiality. You, the person in this particular situation, stuck in the middle of this, must balance the need of the confidentiality of the patient with your obligation to report unlawful termination of pregnancy to the police. This is not a decision for anybody else to make. This is a decision for the healthcare professional in this particular circumstance to make that decision for themselves. This is what led in the Republic of Ireland the year before last to a consultant neurosurgeon and an anaesthetist sitting in the middle of the night in an intensive care unit trying to decode the Irish constitution. You're absolutely right. The guidance needs to be clearer than this, and it isn't. So until it is made clear, in order not to deter women from seeking the help that they very often need so desperately, we are saying, don't tell us. If that is going to deter you from seeking help, it is much better. It's like Hobson's choice. Is it better to have a relationship between a medical person and a woman that is based on mutual mistrust? I have a big secret and I'm not telling it to you, and I'm looking at you saying, well, you might have a big secret, but I'm not going to ask you about it. That's bad. But for the woman not to present for medical care at all because of the fear is worse. So this is, how do you balance two bad scenarios here? And the worst scenario of all is that the woman is so afraid of ending up with a criminal record, and it doesn't matter whether she actually spends a day in prison or not. She will have a criminal record. She won't be able to go to the United States of America. She won't be able to apply for certain jobs. She still has a criminal record.
Your role is to represent medical, your medical colleagues, Breda.
I can't speak for the medical colleagues now. I can only speak for midwives.
Yes, well, sorry, that's what I meant. Your midwives, your colleagues. That is your role. I understand that, and that's why you're speaking this morning. But the first priority of a midwife is to treat the woman concerned. And I feel, in one sense, you're telling women to come in, but then actually your priority here is also then speaking for your medical colleagues. And rather than just saying on the airwaves, when a woman is in need to come and be treated, that's not the woman's problem. What you in that sense?
Well,
you
you're saying, Don McAvoy, that they should be.
Advice.
You're saying, Don McAvoy, that they should be punished in court, and for the Evangelical Alliance to say that a woman in this circumstance should be punished. Look what happened when Donald Trump said that. He had to do a U-turn within hours.
Stephen, the law here is here for a reason. It's not objectively just wanting to criminalise women. As I said, we all live under the law in any number of ways. This law protects the lives of unborn children.
Okay. Here's Jim and Derry. Morning, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Jim.
Stephen, just to say that perhaps your show could take some legal advice from a lawyer on the matter of these pills. I am of the opinion that it is not an offence to buy those pills online. There's no law that says that you can't buy them online. It wouldn't be illegal for a husband to buy those pills and give them to his wife.
I think it is, because it's assisting someone.
Hang on, let me finish.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Let me finish. And give those pills to his wife. If she takes those pills, it's not an illegal act. The illegal act...
Well,
only
it clearly
comes
is.
To,
a court on, case deter- no, a court case determined this week. It
let
is
me,
illegal.
Let me finish.
It is
the illegal.
The illegal
act only occurs if, as a result of taking those pills, an abortion occurs. Now, those pills could be taken And as a result of that, no abortion occurs, then an illegal act has not taken place.
Well, why else would they be taking the pills?
Stephen, I have...
There may be other, any reason at all, but it doesn't really matter what those reasons are.
No,
specifically,
the illegal act occurs if an abortion results. No, go ahead, Breda.
Stephen, the 1861 Offences Against Persons Act, Section 58, I think it is, says if any woman takes any noxious substance or poison